God revealed himself to the world through different signs and symbols. In the sacred scriptures, he used a lot of revelations like the Ark of the Covenant, manna in the desert, serpent as a sign of healing in the hands of Moses, dove as a sign of peace in the Holy Spirit, bread and wine as body and blood in the Eucharist, water as a sign of repentance and cleansing, and a lot more. But the greatest sign of God's love and manifestation is his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. The Feast of the Epiphany signifies revelation, manifestation, or appearance. Today, we commemorate the greatest and perfect manifestation of God among us through the birth of Jesus Christ. The visit of the three wise men from the east marked the manifestation of Christ to Gentiles, to non-believers, which symbolized the revelation of Christ to the world's ends. Christ, or God, reveals himself to all. According to Pope Francis, on the Feast of the Epiphany, when we recall the manifestation of Jesus to humanity in the face of a child, may we sense the Magi close by our side as wise companions on the road. Their example help us to lift our gaze to the star and to follow the great desires of our hearts. They teach us not to content ourselves with a mediocre life, with coasting it, playing it safe, but to let ourselves be always fascinated by what is good, true, and beautiful, by God, who is all of this in an always greater way. And they teach us not to let ourselves be deceived by appearances, by that which for the world is great, wise, powerful. We must not stop there. It is necessary to keep the faith. In these times, this is so important, to keep the faith. We must go further, beyond the darkness, beyond the fascinations of the sirens, beyond worldliness, beyond so many forms of modernity that exist today, to go to Bethlehem, there where in the simplicity of a house on the periphery, between a mommy and daddy, full of love and faith, shines forth the Son come from on high, the King of the universe. Following the example of the Magi, may we see with our little lights, seek the light, and keep the faith. My brothers and sisters, we hear in our gospel today the gifts given by the three wise men from the east. These three gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh are manifestation and responses of the three wise men to God's infinitely greater gift. The gift, which is with a capital G, named Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah. This is God the Father's divine gift to mankind. This Epiphany also points to us, through these passages from sacred scriptures, the desire of God that his love, care, and saving grace be spread universally throughout the earth. This very important event of Christmas, the wise men prostrating themselves and paying homage to the child Jesus, reflects today's responsorial psalm, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. They, the wise men, who were only three, represent all the Gentiles of the earth, from the north to the south, and from the east to the west. They represent all those whom God wanted to be collaborators, co-workers, co-partners with members of the same mystical body of Jesus Christ. And that is what we are called to be Catholic, which literally means universal. We are being commissioned by God to cover the earth with His love, compassion, and forgiveness from north to south, from east to west, through our good example, lifestyle, and presence in this world. My dear brothers and sisters, the season of Christmas lasts only for 2 weeks and 5 days. And from today, we have one more week to go. It ends next Sunday with the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. But we need to continue celebrating this spiritual season of gift-giving today and every day, because this will be our response to God the Father's gift of His Son Jesus to us. Like the three wise men, we come before the child Jesus and lay ourselves with our gifts at His feet. And the best gift that we can give is the gift of our heart, the gift of ourselves. So let us continue every day the spirit of Christmas. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for giving yourselves to us and bringing salvation to all the nations. May your love, compassion, and mercy be always manifested to us so that we can share it to others. May we always proclaim the gospel of salvation and help us to be good witnesses of the joy of the gospel to every person and nations today and every day. Amen.